Former Massachusetts governor and GOP presidential nominee Mitt Romney announced last month he's running for the U.S. Senate to replace the retiring Orrin Hatch. And one observer says Romney's campaign is about trying to save his legacy and the Constitution. Max Perry Mueller is an assistant professor of religious studies at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln and studies issues related to religion and politics. His piece on Slate is called Mitt Romney's Mormon Mission. He joins me via Skype. And Max, how much of his choice to run for the Senate do you think has to do with his faith?
Well, I think it's deeply ingrained in the decision and in the makeup of Mitt Romney himself and the Romney family writ large, right? Just practically speaking, he's relocating to Utah, the ancestral home of the Romneys and the home of the headquarters of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. He's made it very, very clear that this he's focusing, partly because he's not lived in Utah for a long, long time. He really wants to focus, it seems, on making this race and his candidacy about Utah. So he's framing himself as a champion of Utah values, as he made very, very clear in that very polished campaign announcement. And Utah values really is code for Mormon values. And he made that actually quite clear in the video itself.
How easy or difficult do you think it will be for Mitt Romney to focus on Utah issues, given his, at times, let's call it testy relationship, current sort of detente notwithstanding, with the de facto leader of the Republican Party, President Trump?
Well, I think, you know, Utah, at least in Romney's imagination, and I think in Utah's own imagination, and Utah sees itself as set apart. This goes back to long history of Mormonism as persecuted people, and also as set apart from the rest of the American body politic. So I think in some ways, what Romney is attempting to do is protect Utah Republicanism and Mormonism at the same time from Trumpism. And in the hope that once, to borrow from Jeff Flake, another never Trump Mormon Republican politician and senator, once the Trump fever breaks, what direction will the Republican Party go in? What will be left standing? And Flake and Romney and a few others like Evan McMullen are trying to create or preserve in some ways a traditional Republican model.
How do you think Romney will be able to reconcile all of that with polling that shows that, by and large, Mormons are largely supportive of President Trump? And, you know, you referenced Senator Jeff Flake. He made the decision that he couldn't win in the Republican primary anymore, given his sort of brand of conservatism, his brand of Republicanism. How do you think Romney maybe can succeed where Flake was not able to?
Well, Flake is well respected, I think, among Mormon communities for sure. But there is no single Mormon in the world, and certainly in the political realm, as respected as Mitt Romney. And I think his singular, the singular respect that he commands among Mormons, and this isn't just Republican Mormons. I talked to some liberal Mormons who are wary of me and others arguing that Romney will be some kind of progressive savior, but he's a true believer in Republicanism and in kind of conservative values. And I think for that reason, I think he'll command respect and garner plenty of votes in the fall from Mormons across the political spectrum, but certainly Republican Mormons. The numbers, and this is true, and there's been a lot of hand-wringing about the Mormons, according to some polls, as the most supportive of all religious groups of Trump. I question those findings in some ways, but what I think conservative Mormons are attracted to and supportive of are the policy wins that Trump and the Trump administration has succeeded. And I think for now, that's where I think the Mormon support for Trump comes.
Romney was obviously once basically the leader of the Republican Party. He ran for president twice. He was the GOP nominee once. Do you think that gives him maybe a little more gravitas when he gets to the Senate, assuming he wins election there, that he can sort of be a coalition builder, sort of a leader in the Senate, even though he would be a freshman and pretty low down in terms of seniority?
Yeah, it'll be really interesting to see how his colleagues embrace him as someone who is very critical of Trump, but also who does garner this certainly national attention and in some ways national respect. It'll be interesting to see if he succeeds in winning leadership positions within the Senate GOP ranks. If he gets a prominent position, if the Republicans maintain the Senate on a major committee, that'll be really interesting. So I do think Romney will also be a coalition builder among Mormon senators.
All right. Max Perry Mueller is an assistant professor of religious studies at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. Max, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks for the opportunity to speak with you.